Once again, Michael Feldman.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jim. Going in the audience here again, once I can figure out how to do this. This is very confusing for a guy with my spatial problems. I have a little spatial problems. I can't visualize a cube in space. Really, it's been diagnosed. But how often does that come up? You got to visualize a cube in space. But I can't do it. I don't know what that means. Karen Quayle is here from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. My husband said I would enjoy this. Is her comment. It's not really a question, is it? I guess it is a question. It's more of a statement. Or
I didn't know the show because I work usually on Saturdays.
So you have no idea why you're here.
Because of him.
Yeah. He brought you here, but you've never heard the show?
Not really, no.
So you had no expectations. How bad can that be then?
That's fabulous to have no expectations.
So how are you feeling about it so far?
Having a wonderful time. I love this.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, a convert. A convert. Thank you, honey.
Anytime.
Okay. What a nice guy he is. Brett Stone from Jersey City, paralegal. Why was it decided that 25 ounces was the misdemeanor limit for pot? I think you're mixing up the big gulp and I don't think it's 25 ounces of pot. It's 25 ounces of sugary beverage. Grams. Yeah, you're thinking grams. 25 ounces of pot would be something to think about, but not, if you could still think, I guess. It'd be. Now, you are a paralegal, so you ought to get this straightened out. Is that Brett there?
Yes.
Brett.
Hindsight, 20 ounces is excessive.
25 ounces, I think, is what you promised me, man. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. I didn't want to leave that go, because that could be a problem for you. Does New York remind you in any way of Madison? Well, you know, they say Brooklyn is the new Madison. That's what I hear anyhow. Okay, maybe not. All right, we got Gene Lynch. Huh? Oh, hi, how are you? Should I come to you? Seems like it would be worth doing, yeah. Excuse me, I don't make you get up there. Okay?
No problem.
You got the bobblehead in your hat there.
I do. Yeah.
Remember to take it out of your hat before you put the hat on.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you.
Oh, I got one too.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
My bobblehead brought people together. I love it. Come out here, dear, and we'll talk for just a little bit here. Gene Lynch from Ocean Bay Park.
Ocean Bay Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's on Fire Island.
Oh, it is. Well, that's cool. That's cool. And you're a garbage truck driver?
I am a garbage truck driver. Can't even talk. I'm so nervous.
So you just drive the truck. You don't have to pick up the actual.
Well, I used to because I'd like to do, you know, I don't want to give a job to somebody that I myself haven't done. Oh. So I can toss the garbage, but I don't do it anymore because it's kind of smelly.
You've had the job and you've done it and you got the idea. And
yeah, the experience is there. Yeah, so now I direct. Not very well, though.
Yeah. What? Wait a minute. I guess let's go down here and meet your husband. I'm going to make you get up again. I apologize to you. I feel like
you have one brain.
Yeah. Okay. One brain between you. All right. Here's the husband with the other half of the brain. Which lobe are you in this brain?
When we met, I had a solid waste permit on my truck because I thought it was cool. Well,
is that how you met? Because you had the solid waste permit?
The Oak Beach Inn. We met at the Oak Beach Inn on Long Island. A watering hole, famous watering hole that doesn't exist anymore. It was torn down. It was too popular. Yeah, with some factions of Long Island.
I don't want to get involved in local politics, so this sounds a little dicey. Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway.
You were doing solid waste and you met her.
And she was intrigued by that permit. Little did she know that she was going to be.
Your solid waste permit and she was intrigued by it?
She said, I'm in the book. She didn't give me her telephone number, but she says, I'm in the book.
So
what about solid waste appeals, Dan?
Well, nothing anymore because now I have to file permits. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for something new to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the best pickup line I ever heard is, I have a solid waste permit, honey.
And can your truck pick it up? I mean, you know.
And it's been how many years now?
You can drive a stick shift. So, I mean, I said... I interviewed a lot of women. For her job, I spent many years looking for the right woman. Well,
you know.
You
Excuse me, that's my cue. That means I have to go down here. I'd love to sort some of this out here. Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much.
We recycle, yes.
Oh, we do sort it out. Okay, so I guess it... Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I wish I could help sort out a little more of that, but we're going to play the quiz again because, you know, we did one, and you were very good in that, by the way, Julius. Now, we'd like to know who else likes to play the What Do You Know quiz. Let's say you came here thinking, I would like to... Is that what you thought? You came here thinking I would... Yes. You were... Well, then, I guess it's you I'm talking about. It is you I'm talking about. Because she came here thinking, you know, I would like to, whatever that is, and do it. Hello.
I'm Christine Keough, and I was upset that you didn't pick my question, because that's my new fiancé, and my question was, are you happy for me that I got engaged last week?
Oh, I'm going to have your card here.
Yes.
I just didn't get
to. Now, here, I'm asking you.
Christine, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
How could I not be happy for you, Christine?
Thank you.
He's a very nice guy. Going to be a wonderful, wonderful life together.
Thank you, Michael.
And there's no hauling of solid waste involved in your relationship.
No, that's not. That wasn't his pickup line.
Yeah. Christine, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm really happy to be here, and this is my second time seeing your show.
Excellent. She has background. She has deep background in what to expect. Christine, let's go up here. As we enter the skirball stage. This is nice. I'm going to get this. Have a seat here if you would, Christine. Make yourself at home. There's some water there that... Actually, Sarah Jessica Parker might have had that water, drunk some of that
water. I'm definitely going to take it with me.
Yes, take it with you. And seal it and keep it.
I'll sell it on eBay.
Yeah. Christine, right?
Yes.
And what do you do as far as work or occupation or education?
I'm a medical director at a pharmaceutical advertising agency.
Ooh. So what do you do then? There's a lot of ways that could go, I would think.
Yes.
Medical director.
We do lots of mechanism of action videos. My company's called IO Media.
Oh.
So we have a sports and entertainment division, and then we have healthcare.
Well, did you analyze a Loudon song, Meds?
I was giggling a lot.
Yeah.
It was very funny, but I don't work on any of those products. I'm not endorsing them.
Yeah, I mean, you could do something with that, though.
Yeah, I do. There are a lot of horrible side effects. I work primarily on oncology products.
Oh, okay. And what do you do to relax after a day of oncology products?
I usually work until, like, 11 p.m., so I come home and just pass out.
How do you have time to be engaged with this job?
We were less busy about a year and a half ago when we met. And then we moved in together in December and have been working nonstop since then. So we're happy we met when we were less busy a year and a half ago.
And when is the big day? Do we have that planned?
Sometime between May and October of 2013.
Well, that's narrowing it down pretty good.
We're not sure.
Don't you want to nail this down a little bit just so it won't go away?
I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, okay. All right. That's a good thing. All right, so you know how this quiz works, Christine? You've been here before, so you're familiar with it. Someone out there plays along with you and Jim Packard. How do they do that? What's that number again?
They grab that phone and they dial
212-992-3695. Okay.
I'm not a genius like Julius, though.
Yeah, okay. You don't do Legos or anything?
No.
Here's the question. What's 12 foot wide, 23 feet long, 15 foot high, and costs $1 million? Okay, here in New York City, all right? Costs $1 million. You can have this space. It's 12 feet wide. It's 23 feet long, 15 feet high. Costs $1 million. It'll cost you $1 million for this spot. What is it? If you know, give us a call here. Someone from Burlington, Wisconsin is bound to know this. That would be you, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
Did you hear this thing here? It's 12 feet wide, 23 feet long, 50 foot high. Costs $1 million. It's in New York City. Do you know what that is, Steve?
No, I don't have the foggiest idea. My daughter's in New York City, but she's not that big.
Yeah. Well, let's work over this notion here. Now, what do you think it might be? Here's something that's a small space, or a relatively small space.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a place to live, maybe, that would cost $1 million because it's small.
Yeah, $1 million is too cheap for a place to live in New York. So if you weren't living in it, what might you do with a space of that size? Let's say if it was on East 11th Street, for example. What could that be in there?
Oh, a parking spot.
A parking spot. Like that. That's what I'm talking about, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
In Burlington, you could get two parking spots for that same price, I think.
Yeah, two and a half.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. What do you do there in Burlington, Steve?
I'm a Lego designer.
No, are you?
No, I'm a pastor.
Oh, you're a pastor. Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been too perfect. We get those sometimes with that one. You're a pastor. And where do you pastorize?
I pastor at a church. At a church in Lake Geneva, which is the next town.
Okay. You can give the name of it. That's okay.
Oh, it's Mount Zion Christian Church, Lake Geneva.
Mount Zion in Lake Geneva. Yep. Okay. Great to have you. Steve, this is Christine.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Christine.
She's in drugs. And the two of you are a team right now, so you cooperate on this. Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Categories of current events. People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Pastor Steve, you can take the first one.
Okay. School.
School it is. All right. Central Park has trees. We know that. How many? The question is, I don't know, maybe 40,000 trees. 14,606 trees or 19,993 trees? The number of trees in Central Park. So you should have learned this in school in New York, I think.
40,000, 14,000, or 19,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Steve?
How's it look from Burlington, Steve?
I guess I should know better.
Yeah, we don't have that many trees in Burlington. I'm thinking around the 14,000 one, but...
Maybe
count them.
Or more.
Or 19.
What was the highest
or
one?
40,000.
Well, 40,000 seems like a lot of trees.
Yeah.
So it's 19.
Yeah,
maybe
so we're really talking about 14,
numbers,
14,
so 14
606, 19,993. Does that sound?
Yes.
Yes, that's it. Okay, you got it. That's exactly the 174 species. Jim.
One right, no wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, science, odds and ends.
Okay, Christine?
I'll pick science and then I'll fail miserably.
No, you won't. Look, this is easy. Recently discovered in Midtown Manhattan, a new species of one of the following, a new species of frog, bedbug, or pigeon. Midtown Manhattan, a brand new species they didn't know existed. Frog, bedbug, pigeon. Why are you scratching?
it was in my bed and it was a bedbug. I think maybe pigeon.
She thinks maybe pigeon. Steve, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards, pigeon. But that does seem too obvious.
I'm sorry, it's no, a frog.
Frog?
A new type of frog in Midtown Manhattan. Look around, you'll probably see it. If you look down once while you're walking, you'll see a new type of leopard frog. New species.
One right, one wrong.
Okay, I know, it's shocking and it's surprising. All right, what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, odds and ends.
Current events, people, places, odds and ends. Steve.
Current events.
Can I call you Steve instead of Pastor Steve? Because that's
absolutely.
Okay, all right, I don't want to be too familiar. Hey, what'd you say, current events?
Current events?
Yes.
He said current events, yes, okay. True or false, Governor Cuomo's marijuana decriminalization would allow people to, quote, walk around with up to 10 joints in each ear, according to a councilman.
Oh, according to a councilman, it's got to be true then.
It's got to be true. Hey, a little Wisconsin humor
true.
There. You think that's true? You can walk around with 10 joints in each ear?
Good.
Well, I think a councilman probably said that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. We can hear about that in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Apparently, my fiance heard incorrectly that it was 25 ounces, so obviously we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So then you would say probably it's true that a councilman said it.
Yes.
But in fact, can you?
You cannot do that.
All right, so then it would
it's
be
false.
It would be false. False, yes, that's false. Okay, that's two right. Okay.
Good work.
Two right, one wrong.
What's left there, Jim?
People, places, odds and ends.
People, places, odds and ends.
People.
People, kind of survey results. Percentage of butt calls to 911 in New York. 11%, 21%, or 38%. There were over 10 million calls to 911 in New York. We want to know the percentage that were butt calls, inadvertently butt called. I like saying that. I don't know why.
What was yes. the middle number again? About 21%?
Yeah. And the other one was 38% at the end. First one was 11%. Surprisingly high number of butt calls to 911.
38%. Surprisingly high number, 38%.
38% of butt calls.
Steve feels pretty strongly about that. I'll agree, 38%.
38%, exactly right, 30%. Nearly 4 million butt calls to 911. Those butts are in some kind of need. Congratulations, you won. Jim Packard, what have they won?
Steve, you've won special exhibition passes to see Creatures of Light, Nature's Bioluminescence at the famous American Museum of Natural History, and then read When Did the Statue of Liberty Turn Green and 101 Other Questions About New York, and play What Do You Know, the Party Game, available exclusively at NotMuch.com. Christine, although Queen Elizabeth Jubilee is now a thing of the past, you can visit the Queen's Museum of Art, located in the New York City building of the 1939 World's Fair, and read Art at the Crossroads of the World, published by Yale University, and mark What Do You Know Silver Jubilee with a limited edition Michael Washington Feldman quarter. Get in the groove with tickets to the citywide Blue Note Jazz Festival, including a hat, t-shirt, and keychain from the Blue Note Jazz Festival. Congratulations to you.